that, have you seen them start to pick it up and get on the same page?
I think you saw that got a little bit better on that last drive of the game on Sunday, where guys started playing a little bit better together. And that has to continue to get better because, you know, we have to play much better for four quarters than we did on Sunday. We're going into a very, very tough football arena against a very tough team, and we need to put together a better four quarters, that's for sure, this week.
Is that one of the more hostile environments in the league? And are you anxious to see how your guys respond in an environment like that?
Well, I'll tell you, I think any road environment in this league is really tough, in my experience. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, in my opinion, Tennessee, Jacksonville, obviously Indianapolis, San Diego, Oakland, you know, MetLife Stadium. I mean, they're all tough. They're all loud, and you have to be able to deal with the noise, and you have to have great communication, and you have to practice that during the week. So we're doing that right now, and hopefully we'll be able to handle that on Sunday.
Bill, can you give us your thoughts on your tight end situation?
Yeah, you know, Garrett's back to practice today, and that looked pretty decent. And Griffin and CJ, you know, they're working hard, and it you know, it is what it is.
What do you see when you break down Derek Carr?
I did a lot of work on him, Jerome, in the pre-draft. He's a very accurate passer, has a good handle on the offense. You can tell that, obviously, at Fresno and now here in Oakland for a rookie. He's a mature guy. He's got good poise. He's a guy that's going to get better and better each time out there. You know, there's no substitute for experience. You know, being able to go out there and play in the games is such a good thing for a guy like him. So, you know, he's going to make a big jump from week one to week two. He's going to be better because he's going to have a better practice week, and we need to be up to that challenge.
I mean, how do you see him as a pro going forward?
He'll be a good pro. He will be a good pro. He can throw it accurately. He's got a strong arm. He's a smart kid. He's got good poise. He will be a good pro.
Yeah, sounds like the Raiders got a steal there.
They did a good job, you know, drafting him. He's a good player. And you know, that was the way I saw a lot of those guys in the draft. You know, Tommy Savage. You know, we feel like, you know, we got a good draft pick there. A smart guy, a guy with a good arm, a guy that's getting better and better every week. He's out there now running our scout team. So, you know, we feel like we got a good draft pick there with Tom. I wouldn't say it really helps you too much, Jason. I think you're looking at more, you know, what he did last week, what he did in the preseason, than you are really, you know, what he did at Fresno. I think there's certain things that you look at in college with any rookie quarterback, but at the end of the day, you've got to look at what he's doing in the professional game.
Compared to what you've seen in the past, Bill, how do you think Newton played last Sunday?
He played pretty well. I think all of those guys need to improve. We all have to get better. The coaching has to be better. The playing has to be better. But I felt like Newton went out there and played a solid football game.
Of all the things that JJ brings to your team, what is the most important thing to you?
I mean, you know, where do you want me to start? You know, he's an extremely hard worker. He's a great player. He practices hard. He conditions hard. He lifts hard. And we've got a number of guys like that. We have a number of guys like that. You know, we have a lot of good leaders on this team. If I went down the line, I could name a bunch of guys, offensively, defensively, Dwayne Brown, Chris Myers, Andre Johnson, Arian Foster, Garrett Graham. you know, if I go over to defense, Brian Cushing, Kendrick Lewis, Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, Shane Leckler. You know, these guys are really, really good, good leaders, and they're hard workers, and they're competitive guys, and they're great to have on a team.
How do a few of those guys come out of the games right and played a lot for, you know, Arian and JJ? Like, are they good after playing?
Yeah, they were out there going through practice today in their own way, and I think they came out of the game, you know, just like probably every guy in this league that played a bunch of plays in the game. They're probably banged up a little bit, but they'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Like,
Yeah, like I said, after the game, I thought he played a very solid football game for this team. He played a good team game. He got us into the right plays. He completed big passes when we had to. He scrambled for a big first down at the end of the game. He ran the no huddle pretty well. And the more and more he gets experience in our offense on game day, I believe he'll get more and more comfortable, and you'll see improvement every week. And we were pleased with how he played on Sunday. He came in and he picked up the game plan on special teams and on offense quickly. He was able to learn what to do, where to line up, his assignment, and he showed good quickness, good ball skills. He went out there, he had a decent game and a return game, and he'll get better with the offensive side of the ball, just learning what to do with more experience and things like that. And, I think that he's a guy that you'll see improvement every week because he works very hard in practice.